The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
As candidates continue to emerge for the presidential election, one question presents itself about the necessary qualifications for the role. Is it important that our next president, he or she, should be able to speak Irish?
Which means, ladies and gentlemen.
Tommy Oswald Goer, the Yavin, Osma Yavi, the Afrin, the Karinu, the Gachtin Aviv.
Tough Firkin Fulcher of Ilium, Tough Orison of Tron, Otten, a wet row, Utron Herons, Misha, and Neo Utron, in a Coneo Nedil, Troca Hock Drag.
Manon Heron, Agus Firna Heron. Is could on Tautot, Dun Gutor Shin on Kelder. On Changa Vio, Famer atá Lark, Sagaltocht, Augustine Ella, or Fuidge Naheran, Augusta Ryamid, or Aigla Hela, Latanev, August Pleasure All, or our Janga All in Fame.
Well, all nine of them, some of them very fluent, others having a go. At any rate, to speak a couple of fuckle. Again, couple of nomad playmid on Tavr Shinle, Edon Oja, Director of Development at Conan the Gaeilge. But first, our reporter Dylan Hand went out to ask people if they think it is important.
With Michael D in the last couple of years, really just how important that is, and the way he managed to kind of capture the essence of what it is to be Irish, the best element of us kind of as a people and of the country, and I don't think that can truly be done through English alone to kind of capture all of that. You need to have, you know, the Gaeilge, I guess the Bairda as well.
Do you think it's important that the next president should be fluent os Gaeilge?
I think it's important at least that they'd be able to at least express themselves, have the ability to use Irish if they're interviewed by TG Cahir or interviewed in Irish. As a national language, it is obviously a minority language, but I think if the head of the country is able to speak it, it gives a sort of more positive view.
Do you think you'd vote for someone that isn't able to speak Irish?
Probably would, but I prefer if the person would be able to speak the native language.
If somebody was making a speech in Irish, do you think you'd be able to understand a lot of it?
Probably not, no.
Turned for me, no. But it'd be nice if he could speak some bit of Irish.
Do you think we fast forward 50 years or so in the future, do you think that our presidents at that time, do you think they'll be able to speak the native language?
I'm doubtful, very doubtful.
I think so. I think the last maybe 5 to 6 years, there's been a really big upbringing in Irish language. I think hopefully that will continue on.
Should be fluent. They're the head of state. There's no other head of state in the EU that can't speak the native language. I guarantee there's no other country in the EU that has this conversation. If the head of state can't speak the language, it just reaffirms that it's not important.
The candidate's stance on Palestine, on the housing crisis, on our neutrality, on globalism, on lots of these other questions would be equally important to me. But whether or not they can speak Irish would be up there in my list of priorities on who I'd be voting for.
And Dylan Hand was talking to people on the street about how important Irish might be for our president. Well, tá Éadan Oja in Acalum, sa studio, con an tábhar seo a phlé, fáilte rud. Good morning and welcome.
Míle buíoch is Pat, gur mágat.
Now, an bhfuil sé tábhachtach?
Harveh tábhachtach. Agus rí tábhachtach, cred an wadana, tá sé mar uachtarán na tíre, tá sé ag seasamh ó scór na tíre, na luachna agus aim na tíre, agus an Gaeilge lórnach an sin.
So the values and all of that the country stands for should be able to be articulated os Gaeilge by our president.
Yeah, the way we see the role of the president is the president is the guardian of our constitution and our culture. And the Irish language is fundamental and isn't at the heart of both of those things, our constitution and our culture. And by speaking Irish, it honours the people who use it every day, it strengthens our national identity, and it shows that our heritage is living, not just remembered. And I believe it's incredibly important, and I think we are seeing a shift towards that, as was shown in some of the Vox Pops there. I also think we are, most candidates now, either are giving commitment to learn Irish. And while we're not saying every single person who runs for office should be able to be fluent in Irish at the time they're running, it would be great if they are, but they should at least give a commitment to learning the language. as, for example, Mary McAleese did and Mary Robinson did.
Now, the question of the language being important, I think younger people now are grasping more and more the importance of the language as much of it is being lost. Gaeltachts are contracting and so on. But even understanding things like your local place names, which mm-hmm. may be derived from mm-hmm. from Irish, is important to have an understanding of your home place, of who we are.
Yeah, 95% of our place names derived from the Irish language, and it's a beef of mine. But I mean, I think it's crazy that 100 years on, lots of other countries have gone back and changed back to their place names to the original meanings. And for example, Dunleary. It's not like people don't go to Dunleary or Dunleary because they can't understand the place name. I think it makes so much sense.
Was Kingstown. So
yeah. And instead of having, you know, Rathfarnham, it's Rathfarnham, Rathgar, Rathgarv, or places like Stradbally, which does anglicisations like that.
Does that mean Stradbally?
Stradbally, yeah. Like
One horse town, basically.
This is it.
One street town.
There's loads of Stradballies around the country, and it just makes so much sense. But to your point on the revival we're seeing, and as was said in some of the Vox Pops, in the last 5 or 6 years, it's really been amazing. We're seeing a huge growth in people taking classes. There's an Irish language music revival at we're seeing at the moment, with people like CMAT's latest songs in Irish, and Le Boom, who were out playing DJ sets in Ibiza recently, and even down at the Flat Kill, we saw lots of bands like Chasing Abbey playing music in Irish, and what is the kneecap effect or something else. It's a really interesting time for the language.
Now, back to the candidates, you said they should make a commitment to be able to speak Irish. I mean, one of the things that can be embarrassing is to hear someone cannibalise Irish.
Yeah, and I think, like, in today's day and age, I mean, there's so much resources out there for people who want to learn the language. There's so much classes available. And if you are, if it's never too late, if anyone out there listening is thinking about running for Uachtaráin Héireann, you know, we would say to people, I think it stands to people. I think people like, I think people like knowing that the president can speak the language. Yes, not everyone in the country has Irish. But I think what we should, when we're looking and we're imagining our president, what we're imagining is the goals and what we strive to be as a nation. And if they have that link to our language and culture, I think that's centrally important.
As some of the texts that are coming in, if we have any pride at all in our culture and history, our president needs to speak Irish. If Ireland is only about money and possessions and our culture is no longer valued, then so be it. The presidential candidate should absolutely be fluent in Irish. Now, that is a bit of a challenge, I think, because most people who grew up in Ireland are a victim of their own schooling, whether they had decent Irish teachers or whether they had a culture of the language. For example, in my school, it was the language of the schoolyard. It was the language of the classroom. Mm-hmm. Not that we wanted it, but that's the way it was. Yeah. That's the way it was. I don't think it's essential for our president to be a fluent Gaelgor. Most of his or their work will be in environments where the majority speak English. I'd be uneasy with the situation where foreign dignitaries had to wear earpieces to understand what our president is saying. Absolutely, Ireland's first citizen must be capable of speaking Irish or the language is greatly undermined. On a president's fluency of Irish, our president should not have to be fluent or even have more than a couple of fuckle most of us like myself have, but he or she should at least have a little grow for it in their heart, along with all things essentially Irish like the GAA and Irish music and dance, and want to see it do well and be more widely spoken, however that is to be achieved. We're all capable of it and the president should reflect that. And most people saying the president should be able to manage more than a couple of fuckers.
And even maybe the negative points there, saying most of their engagements would be normally in English. That's important because not all. The president would typically have plenty of engagements around the country. We have to remember they're not just representing you or me or your listeners here. They are representing Gaeltacht communities around the country, people who speak this language on a daily basis, kids, and the growing number of kids attending Gael School and Gael Colossi around the country. And how, just for their vision of the country and how they see the country, I believe it's so important that our president or Uachtaráin should be able to converse with them when they're mm-hmm. travelling around the country. And if they don't, it might put the president off dealing and engaging with those communities.
It's interesting when you say, wearing an earpiece to greet a foreign dignity.
I mean,
dignity, because they have to understand our president speaking Oscailge. But then that's how Trump and Putin met. And at the end, Putin throws in a bit of English next time in Moscow.
And could you imagine the reverse of the situation where if they didn't have Irish and you have the Queen coming over here and saying Uachtaránach is a Corda and our own president didn't even understand them. So sometimes foreign dignitaries and people from other country, they engage with the language as well.
Another one here. Absolutely, the President of Ireland must be fluent in Irish. No ifs, ands or buts. That's from Mary in Dublin. But the problems. We've just had a baby and given her an Irish name that has fathers in it. We're having trouble finding businesses, even Irish owned, that will print or engrave her name on something with the father. A shame on our own country with our own language not being readily available and serviced.
Yes, 100%. And it's a very simple case of systems allowing Unicode. I won't get into the technical difficulties here, but in today's day and age, it's embarrassing. And they don't have the same problem anywhere in Europe with umlauts or accents or various different things. For some reason, in Ireland, we still have these issues.
There's another point made by Brian Cotter on that farm. He says, I don't see why our new president needs to speak Irish. When the president meets with other dignitaries, they will speak English. And it's true that English has become the world language.
Yeah.
I mean, there was an ambition, I keep mentioning it on this program, Esperanto was going to be the world language. That no matter where you came from, whether a Spanish background, French background, German background, English background, whatever, we'd all speak Esperanto and understand each other. English has become effectively Esperanto.
But that's only one part of the role. Another huge part of the role is representing those communities, meeting with people on the ground and making public engagements and public ceremonies, a lot of which would have Irish. And interestingly enough, also the oath of the office for president has always been read and taken in Irish. Going back to the very, and I know one or two presidents had to read it out phonetically.
So does that mean it's fraudulent if they don't understand what
they're
saying?
Well, I don't know, but to date, all nine presidents have read out the oath of the office and accepted it.
Askvelia, yeah. In Finland, where Swedish is a minority language, road signs are in capital letters in both Finnish and Swedish. So they embrace their minority language. Of course, our president should be able to speak Irish. They are representing Ireland in all its forms, its language being first and foremost. And it is the first official language, is it not?
And on the road signs, I mean, agree. Like we have another policy and it seems so simple that, like, especially when you think that all those place names come from Irish, why don't we give it the same status on road signs, a different colour, say for your motorway signs, having yellow words, Askwelg, in the same font, same size and everything, and white in English, and giving proper recognition to the language.
But there are some kind of realists texting in as well. You could travel the length and breadth of the country and not hear Fuckalowine. That's the sad reality.
It depends what you're listening for. I mean, I was at an Oasis gig last night. I heard people speaking Askwelg. I speak Irish to my own children, and when I'm out and about speaking Askwelga to my kids, the amount of people who engage with me and with the language is unbelievable. So I suppose if you go looking for it, it's there.
This one, making Irish fluency compulsory for the president would exclude more than 90% of the population from ever running. It's nice, but I don't speak Irish and I'm just as Irish as those who do. My native language is English, not Irish, as is the case for most Irish people. That's one on a similar one. So few speak fluent Irish that it would greatly restrict the number of candidates, but anyone elected should become properly fluent.
Yeah, and again, like no one's going to just decide tomorrow that they're going to run for president. If you've been thinking about this, like, for example, Leo Varadkar did in the past, he realised he wanted to be Taoiseach and he went and learnt Irish. I mean, like, if you're striving for one of these roles and you believe it's important to the role, like most of the population seem to do, we're not saying it has to be compulsory, they have to go to a test or anything like that when they're running for the presidency, but we believe it should be important that they show the language respect by learning at least a basis in the language and then improving on it when they're in office.
Éigean Ojá, Director of Development at Conradh na Gaeilge, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show with Aviva Insurance on News Talk.